Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Mosul, Iraq. As Iraq is in an offensive battle to retake Mosul, the Iraqis tell Turkey to stay out of the battle. That is the headline. Ken Timmerman and I will have more on this headline in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We talked last weekend about the Prime Minister of Iraq telling Tayyip Erdogan, President of Turkey, to get his troops out of Iraq or face war. But Turkey continues these dangerous moves into Iraq, don't they?
They do, and what's very interesting here is that the Turks are being pretty clear what their end game is. What they really want to make sure happens is that Mosul becomes a predominantly Sunni, pro-Turkish enclave in Iraq. In other words, if they participate in some kind of offensive to kick ISIS out of Mosul, which, by the way, the Iraqis and the Kurds don't want. They don't want the Turks to take part in this offensive. But let's say if they do, they would like to be around long enough to make sure that Mosul becomes a Sunni Muslim city. Remember, Mosul was a very large Christian city as well. There are many, many churches. I've been to cathedrals in Mosul in 2013. I was there for the celebration of Jonah that they have. It's a three-day ceremony. I was there with the Archbishop of the Chaldean Church, who now is living in exile because he was driven out of Mosul. The Turks are a very dangerous presence in northern Iraq. This base that they're talking about, they have been there for years, but now they want to use that as a base to expand their presence. And this is something that the Iraqis and the Kurds are dead set against.
Ken Timmerman reporting on Iraq, warning Turkey to stay out of the battle to retake Mosul. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Both Turkey and Iraq will be major players in the end-time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's prophetic word speaks of both Turkey and Iraq. Turkey as a part of a coalition of nations that will be formed at the beginning of the tribulation period to try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That's found in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 6, when Turkey is referred to as Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah. Then at the end of the tribulation, Revelation chapter 18 speaks of modern-day Iraq, which would be biblical Babylon, and that will be the headquarters for the Antichrist to rule over a one-world economic, political, governmental system. In 1 hour, Revelation 18, verses 10, 17, and 19, Babylon will be destroyed, and that is the last event before Jesus Christ returns to the earth. Turkey and Iraq in the news today from the Middle East, giving us evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled, and it seems that could be very soon now. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...